Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Next man up, 102.5. The Game. Jake Lyman live with you from Floyd Stadium down here at MTSU. Nick Frazier, Connor Newt back at our studios. And we are now thrilled to be joined by MTSU Athletic Director Chris Massaro. Chris, thanks so much for taking some time and thanks for having us down here today.
Man, we so appreciate you guys being here. It's great to have you here. Thank you.
We're excited for a new season. I'm sure for you this is a great time of year, gearing up for a new athletic year for football and, of course, all the other fall sports.
Yeah, it's the best time of year for us in athletics. It's like Christmas time. You know, we get to see what's under the tree. We've worked really for 9 months trying to get us to this point. You know, Derek's done a great job trying to rebuild the roster, you know, and all those things that you go through, and then spring ball and summer conditioning and all that, and just to see it. Kind of we're right on the edge of the season, and I know the guys are excited. All of our volleyball and soccer is excited.
Yep.
So there's just that little electricity lightning bolt that goes through your department, you know, at the start of each season.
It's always a fun time of year, and we got to see the team practice. They're looking good, gearing up for that opening game against Murray State. Now, I know that part of college sports these days is building the infrastructure for your student athletes to have success, to make them want to come here. You guys built the $66 million student athlete performance center behind us right now. What have been the reactions to that now about a year in, and how have the student athletes been able to take advantage of those resources?
Yeah, and I mean, it's been great, you know, and it when you build it, you think, okay, you have these certain expectations, and they were high. And the football piece was kind of obvious to house them in one building, and just the efficiencies with the meeting rooms and the everything the team needs is all in one building. One of the satellite benefits that we've gotten is really with the weight room and the training room on the first floor that's open to all of our student athletes, and they absolutely love it. And so it's really helped all of our sports. So we can truthfully say to a recruit, like, come here, you'll get better. And this weight room is one of the best weight rooms you'll ever be in. And the training room's got all the things you need. Heaven forbid if you get hurt. It's also got recovery. We've got the red light therapy room and those kind of things for quick recoveries to aid you in any sport. And so we got this organization called SAC. It's Student Athletes Advisory Committee. And last fall, it was right around November, and the building had been open like 4 months. And so I asked, and every team's represented, and I asked those athletes, I said, football, you don't have to answer this, but all you other guys, is this building delivering what you hoped? And every one of them said it delivered more.
Wow.
And so that was a little bit of a surprise to me. You know, I didn't have one person say, oh, you know, I wish our sport had some of that stuff. But they really appreciated the weight room and some of the nutrition station and some of the things that we're doing for all of our athletes.
MTSU Athletic Director Chris Massaro is with us. Chris, when it comes to just honoring former athletes at the school, the Blue Raider Sports Hall of Fame class of 2026, for it being football season coming up, one of the names being honored, Clint Marks. What has he meant to the entire program and also just the school in general?
Clint was a quarterback for us, and he was probably about halfway through his career when I got hired here in 2005. So he was the first quarterback for Chris Massaro, you know, as a Blue Raider. So I've got a special place in my heart for the old left-hander number 17. And he was a great leader, great quarterback, but also a great person. And he's one of the guys that not only was he contributed on the field, then he wanted a career in sports. And so we hired him, and he worked in our BRAA as a fundraiser for about 5 years afterwards. And then he went into through a donor and got into pharmaceutical sales and did a lot better. And so, but it was a nice launching pad. So I got to know Clint as a player, then as a colleague. And the other person that kind of similar pattern that's in that Sports Hall of Fame was Whit Turnbow. And Whit was, he played golf here before I came. But he was an assistant golf coach when I got here. So I got to know him as assistant golf coach. And our head golf coach, Johnny Moore, retired, and it was the easiest decision you could ever make to elevate Witt to the head job. And then he led his team to a Sweet 16, and then he also turned an administrator. And now he's head of Tennessee Golf Foundation. But he was like an associate AD for 4 or 5 years with me. So it's really kind of cool to have two guys out of this class that were not only student athletes, but also administrators and colleagues that I work side by side with.
Yeah, and to follow up with the coaching conversation there, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about this. Jim Thoman, the recent passing of former Blue Raider head baseball coach, what has he meant to just you and also the rest of this program for the baseball team and just how it elevated them throughout the years?
Yeah, and like when I was at South Carolina, Coach Thoman was an assistant coach there, so our friendship goes back to those days. And man, he was he was a recruiting fiend. You know, and a little bit like a polished Ed Orgeron kind of thing that, you know, is what he kind of always reminded me of. And so he helped build all those World Series teams there. And so when we had a chance to hire him, I wanted that kind of maniacal recruiting that he offered. And he did. He elevated our talent here and did a good job. And it's just tragic. He had a brain cancer and just robbed him early, you know, and his players loved him, whether at South Carolina, Liberty, or here, College of Charleston, all of his stops, great family, great children, you know, so he had impact far beyond baseball, and he was a family man first, and I always respected that about Coach Thoman. So the world's not as good and he's not in it. I hope he's in a better place, and I'm thankful for all the years that I got to know him.
We're talking with Middle Tennessee State Athletic Director Chris Massar, live from Floyd Stadium. You also have a role with the College Football Playoff Committee. What has that experience been like for you over the last year and being in the room for those big discussions around the future of college football?
Yeah, and it's fun. It's, you know, I'm on a three-year term. All of us have three-year terms, so I just completed year one. You know, and so it was fun being part of it. And you just have to, and they do a great job of indoctrinating you, like leave your biases at the door, you know, and so you can't wear any of your logos in there. So I had to get a whole different wardrobe because that's all I wear is Middle Tennessee stuff. And so you can't do that. And it was with just reason, you know, and then they always stress that our job's just to get it right. You know, and we got to leave those to get it right. We have to listen to everybody's viewpoint and respect each other in that room. And everybody looks at everything a little bit differently. And it's never going to be 13-0 kind of decision when you get down to it. It might be a 7-6. It might be a 6-6-1 kind of thing where it gets really close at the end when you're trying to split hairs on who should be in and who should be out. But the big thing is to keep in mind that millions of people are counting on you. And there's a pressure with that, you know, and they want you to watch a bunch of games. So you come in there and I tried to watch 25 to 30 a week, you know, and so you go in there with a good base of knowledge. I never wanted to be the least prepared. You know, it's always like you're working on this term paper. You know, you're never quite caught up, you know. And I wanted people to go, oh, he was really well prepared. They may not agree with me, but, you know, at least they knew I put in the work. And so that's the mindset. And I think that's the mindset of most of the committee. I really thought it'll be easy to outwork some of these guys. And, man, it was hard, you know, and because everybody puts it in. And it is because – you think about all the people that are counting on you to do your work, whether they're in the West Coast, they're in the South, they're you know, whoever, and just fans, you know, and they trust you with this endeavor, and they may not agree with the final outcome, but if they feel like you had integrity and you did your work, I think that takes a lot of it away. They still might not agree, and I've got emails to prove that, but you know what? At least I can say I did my best, and I think our committee does our best. And I think if you look at the history of the committee, and I've only been on it one time, and I think there's been 12 committees or something like that. And I think they've gotten it right, you know. And so that's the biggest thing. And we can quibble on the margins, but I think generally every year they get it right.
It is funny because you thought going from 4-12 maybe would get rid of some of the arguments, but no matter where you draw the line, there's always going to be some fan base that believes that they got left out and they should have been put in.
Yeah, and it's hard. And really, like from my experience last year, that you could argue there's not much difference between teams, whatever, and I'm between 10 and 18,
right,
or whatever that might be. And so like some people think that the expansion will make that job easier. I think it'll make it harder because picking whatever that goes to, if it does expand, those teams are all starting to look alike.
Right.
And there's not much differential. Sometimes there's differentials between 1, 2 and 3 and 4,
right,
and those kind of things. But generally speaking, when you get 18 to 25 or 16 to 30, and it becomes hard.
Yeah,
so that'll be interesting.
Lots of 10-2 teams, lots of 9-3 teams all mixed in there. Last one for you before we let you go. Excited for a new season. What should MTSU fans be excited about most to come out here to Floyd Stadium when the season begins next month?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is they're going to see a team, and it's our motto, all in. You know, and they're going to see a team that's going to play four quarters. They're going to play every snap. And Derek Mason's an alley cat, man. I mean, he's a fighter. And his teams are starting to reflect that. And I think you'll see that. We've seen it kind of in all the preseason and all those kind of things. So it's going to play the game the right way. It's going to play the game hard. They're going to be really competitive. I think that what they're going to see is an offensive line that's dramatically improved over what we've had the last couple of years, and the ability to run the ball, and that's going to help us. I want them to come and see wins. You know, that's
right,
the bottom line. I hope they see wins, you know, and we didn't see as much of it last year as we'd want. We lost 7 games and 1 possession games. And
yep.
And so a lot of time was spent on how do we correct that, you know. And so I believe in Derek's plan, and I'm excited to see it.
Athletic Director Chris Massaro joining us here on Next Man Up. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks for having us out here again, and looking forward to the new year.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. And listen to our games on 102.5.
100% with Chip Walters and our very own Big Joe Dubin. Excited for the new season. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll take a break. Be right back here from MTSU. Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No